Jesus Christ himself gave one and only one sign that he was the Christ, one piece of evidence and only one proof for his messiahship. This is recorded in the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. This verse refers to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christian theology teaches that Jesus was crucified, died, and buried Friday night, called Good Friday, and that the tomb was found empty Sunday morning, that Jesus had physically resurrected from the dead. Well, let's take a look at Jesus' own words and the teachings of the Bible and compare them with Christian theology. Jesus says in his one and only sign that he would spend 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And in John chapter 11, verse 9, he confirms, are there not 12 hours in a day? So 3 days and 3 nights is 72 hours. Well, from Friday night, when his body was taken off the cross and put in the tomb in the heart of the earth, to Saturday night, there's 24 hours. And from Saturday night to Sunday morning at sunrise, when the tomb was found empty, there's another 12 hours. That's 36 hours. That's only half the time of 72 hours, which is the exact amount of time the Bible prophesies that Jesus will be in the tomb or in the heart of the earth. So we see here that something is wrong. Is Jesus a liar? Is the Bible wrong? Well, God forbid. There must be an explanation that conforms with the Bible. Otherwise, we can't accept the resurrection. And if we can't accept the resurrection, then our faith is in vain, as Paul says. Okay, well, his physical body didn't spend 72 hours in the heart of the earth. Well, what does Jesus say about his physical body? In John 6:63, Jesus says, It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. So Jesus says that his physical body, his body of flesh, is of no avail, of no importance, and that the words he spoke are spirit and life. Well, some of the most important words he spoke are recorded in Mark chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. And when he was alone, those who were about with him, with the 12, asked him concerning the parables. And he said to them, To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn again and be forgiven. So Jesus said that outside of his immediate disciples and apostles, everything was in parables. So of course, when the scribes and Pharisees, who were the avouched enemies of Christ's cause, came to him and challenged him, he spoke to them in parables, as he said he would in his words, which are spirit and life. So we can immediately assume from the Bible and from Jesus' own words that his explanation about the resurrection is a parable. And to take it in any other way is to go against what Jesus said and what the Bible teaches. Well, if his flesh body, his body of no avail, doesn't fit the criteria for the resurrection of 72 hours, we need to look for another explanation for this. Well, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 through 23, it says, And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Again, Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, He is the head of the body, the church. And 1 Corinthians 12:27, Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So here we see explicitly from the Bible's teachings that the body of believers, which is known as the church, is his body, the body of Christ. Well, the body of Christ, Thursday night, a full 24 hours before the crucifixion, died in its belief, what is known as the Last Supper. And Jesus says in Matthew 26, verse 31, You will all fall away because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. And in verse 56, Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. So Thursday night, the body of believers, the church, died in its belief in Christ. From Thursday night to Friday night, there are 24 hours. From Friday night to Saturday night, 48 hours. And from Saturday night to Sunday night comes the full 72-hour prophesied period from the Bible. It wasn't until Sunday night that the apostles of Jesus, his body of belief, the church, came together again in the upper chambers and realized that he indeed was the promised Christ to come. It is imperative that we understand the true meaning of the word resurrection. Resurrection comes from the Greek word anastasis, which has two meanings. The first literal meaning is a standing up again, and the figurative meaning is a recovery of spiritual truth. Both of these definitions are from the Strong's exhaustive concordance to the Bible. A recovery of spiritual truth. This is exactly what Christ's body went through. Thursday night, they all forsook him and fled. They died in their belief. And Sunday night, they resurrected. They had a recovery of spiritual truth, and that they understood and believed that he was indeed the Christ. After the apostles had gathered together again as one body, it says Jesus appears to them, and we read these words, "Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Flesh and bones. Many would say this is proof that he physically resurrected. But Jesus said everything is in parables. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 of the King James Bible, we read, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." So again, it wasn't Jesus of Nazareth in his physical body, which he said his flesh is of no avail, which was among them, but it was his words that were among them, which are spirit and life. The words that says we are his flesh and we are his bones. The words that says we are his body. The true believers forming the church, resurrected after 3 days and three nights. And like Paul says, if there is no resurrection, then our faith is in vain. For indeed, if those apostles had not resurrected after 3 days and three nights, there would have been no Christian faith. There would have been no teaching of who Jesus Christ really was. And who Jesus Christ really was is spoken of in the book of Romans chapter 1, where Paul says, "Concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh." And the word seed is the Greek word sperma, which refers to the male sperm, which Jesus was born of from his father Joseph, who is a male descendant of the line of David. Mary was not of the line of David and not of the tribe of Judah. And this is the meaning of the word Christ. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, which comes from the Hebrew Messiah, or the entire title being Messiah ben David, which means the anointed male sperm descendant of King David. And the only way Jesus could be the Christ is if he was the male sperm descendant of King David, like Paul says, he was made of the sperm of David according to the flesh. And Jesus prophesied that he would return in the glory of the Father. And in Aramaic, which is the language Jesus spoke, he said, "I will come in Baha'u'llah." Baha'u'llah fulfills all of the prophecies in the Old and New Testament to be the second coming and return of Christ. The purpose of the throne and lineage of King David in this day is so that we can recognize Baha'u'llah's plan for peace called the Universal House of Justice. The descendants of King David will be seated as the president of Baha'u'llah's true Universal House of Justice to distinguish it from all fakes, frauds, and imitations. This is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven that Jesus told us to pray for, and it's a spiritual democracy. And this is the great day of resurrection. Like the days of the apostles, when they died in their belief and resurrected to understanding that Jesus indeed was the Christ prophesied to come, today the people will resurrect in their belief of Jesus Christ as the suffering Messiah, and that Baha'u'llah fulfills all of the prophecies for the return of Christ. So with this information that Jesus' physical body indeed did not resurrect, we can see very easily the scenario that perhaps the body of Jesus will one day be found. According to the Bible, this is a plausible scenario, because according to the Bible, his body of flesh is of no avail and did not resurrect because it did not meet the criteria of the 72 hours prophesied by Jesus Christ himself. In fact, there is much evidence that the mummified corpse of Jesus will be discovered, but that's a subject for another video.